Voice of the Cape Drive Time, welcome back to the show. It's the Friday show. Yeah, it's the weekend. 0722380712 is the WhatsApp number, queries, comments, and criticisms. The family of Imam Abdullah Haroon will ask the National Prosecution Authority to reopen an inquest into his death, which occurred in September 1969. Inquest to date, not that satisfactory. The announcement was made at a special press conference by the family today. Online is Imam Haroon's daughter, Fatima Haroon Masood. Fatima, assalamu alaikum. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and thank you.
No, pleasure. Fatima, has the family been it's strengthened by the fact that the family of Ahmed Timmel have managed to achieve a measure of success in actually getting one of the alleged perpetrators into a court of law and to find out the real truth about the passing of Ahmed Timmel?
Yes, indeed. To your listeners, Shafiq, you know, for us, for the family, we've never had closure with regards to our father's death. And in saying that, you know, we have, it has caused us much suffer and considerable psychological trauma, each one of my siblings. And just to put some light on the matter, my mum, years ago, when the TRC happened and we were asked to go to the TRC, she always said to us that justice will be denied. And with her was, like I said, the wisdom of Solomon, and that is what it is. Justice was denied for all those that went to the TRC. But now at the age of 93 years old, she's still of sound mind, and also she's, you know, and good hearing abilities, alhamdulillah. But she said to us that, you know, we've asked her, we said, Mommy, you know, we informed her about the Timmel matter, and we said we are actually encouraged and inspired by what has come about, and also with the Maleni matter. And we said we really feel that we need to bring closure into his death. We might not bring closure to the perpetrators, but we need to know exactly what happened in his death, what actually took place. And in painting this picture is important because we felt that as the children, she gave us her blessings. And it's because of her that, you know, we have survived and we are where we are today. And as we always taught that we must be grateful and thankful towards our parents. And we can't thank her enough for being the mother that she was and the woman that she was. You know, she had the willpower, the drive to continue going about in her daily affairs, making sure we have a roof over our head and so many other things. But in saying, I need to give that background, it's very important. So she said to us, if we want closure in terms of how he died and what happened, then she gives us her blessing for us to continue on the matter. So in doing this, we have, over the past few months, we've actually, the Imam Haroon Foundation was born in last year, October, and the family decided that we will prepare for the 50th commemoration for 2019. And we also we have a coordinator called Kasim Khan, and he's leading the whole procedure and the process in terms of the events for 2019. But in the same breath, we've also decided to reopen the inquest on our father's case, and we want to firmly prove the result of his death. It wasn't just an accidental fall down a flight of five steps after months of torture when he came home to us with extensive bruises and scars on his body.
No, absolutely. And in fact, if one reads the post-mortem report, empty stomach, and the extent of the bruising, and I've seen like models of the body, you actually sit back in your chair and you go, oh my word, what on earth happened here? We know what happened, but I'm sure you agree with me.
Yes.
The family first and foremost, and everybody else, we need to know the real truth of really what happened.
Indeed. And I mean, as a result of this, you know, my brother is never ever shared his thoughts with us about the body, the actual body, when he saw it, a 13-year-old man, boy, or young boy, child, one would call it. at the time, it was really gruesome. And today, you know, he's a gentleman now, 65 years old, has a great impact on his life in terms of what he saw, the bruises that was poured onto my father's body. And he said he couldn't imagine my father suffering while he was being tortured, looking at a bloodied body that's going to be washed to be buried. So, you know, for us, it's very important that we need to take this matter forward. But we can only also do that with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We've also been asked, why now? Why not earlier? Like I said, my mother said it would be justice denied. And that is actually her wisdom that she had had. And we're glad that she gave us the wisdom in terms of her thoughts. And we respected what she had to say. But now, we've all gone on in years, and the important thing, Shafiq, is memories are important.
But absolutely.
Factual memory is important. So if we no longer on this dunya, we need to leave the history behind, and it's our, not I think, it is our responsibility as a family to find out the facts about Rami's death. And, sorry?
I was agree with you. I mean, it is absolutely important, isn't it? And before it becomes forgotten, we need to not bring it back to the surface in an unpleasant sense, but we have to be honest about history, don't we?
Absolutely. That because, you know, with corruption that has taken the order of the day, the moral integrity question, you know, regarding our and we need to take this forward, and it is important that we need to inform ourselves, be informed, and inform the community and larger community in terms of what has transpired.
Fatima, I'm of the belief that your father's story actually needs to be retold. The reason I say this is I think with the recent developments within the family and putting everything together, also in terms of people who've still got memory of your father, we need to get all of this down, and we need to sort of, our generation, I think it's up to us to do something to ensure that a historically correct picture is created of your late dad.
Indeed, you know, Shafiq, you are saying this, and now that we are planning the 50 years and the committee that has been established to do certain part of the work, and one of the things is to record memories. And Shafiq, I must share with you, it's not because he was my father, but he was an amazing person. If I was the person looking on into his life, you know, people's been telling stories about what the impact he had when the lady wanted to become a Muslim, and he didn't force her, or he didn't discourage her, but because her parents weren't happy about her embracing Islam, you know, he said to her, she must make a decision based on the respect of her parents. But if it is so in years that she finds herself so wanting to embrace Islam, she should do it. But, I mean, these are the kind of stories, you know. The neighbors that lived in Claremont, we had a big walk last year, that came to me that lives in Claremont. They said, oh, Fatima, we saw this in the Tatler and we wanted to join the walk. Your father used to come and used to bring us good sisters on a Sunday morning. He was such a gentleman with such a smile, you know, always to be well-dressed. You know, the people... Everybody has a story to tell. And I'm sure there are so many of your listeners that I know Imam, he did this for me, he did that for me. And Shafiq, it's really moving stories. There was a lady that came to my house out of the blue because she came for some other matter. And when she saw my father's picture, and she started to cry, and I'm wondering, why is this woman crying? She said, this is your father. She said, you know, take me back when I was a young girl, 18 years old, and this man was sitting in my mother's kitchen. And I said, and she said, we were not Muslim. I was not a Muslim. We were Christian people. But he came to our door to help give us food because my parents were struggling. She said, she embraced Islam just because of his kindness. Now, I was, you know, if, I can't begin to tell you, because the stories that has come out. So we have started to record little stories.
You need to, in fact,
have their own stories to tell.
Yeah, Fatima, those are the real stories. Believe you me. Unfortunately, we have to leave it there. We got across to GCIS, but Fatima Harun Masud, daughter of Imam Abdullah Harun. We all know the story. Everything of the best with the commemoration year, and I know that you're going to get overwhelming support. And we look forward to learning more and more about the legacy of your father, inshallah. But shukran for chatting to us.
An absolute pleasure. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Walaikum.